Hey everyone, welcome back to Stingers and Dingers. And this episode is going to be a little bit different. I know I've been gone for a little bit and wanted to acknowledge that. I've been busy with work and a bunch of stuff and definitely want to get back to posting more. And part of the reason why I want to do that is I know that if you're in the United States and probably other parts of the country, you're probably under some sort of some quarantine procedure, or in the Bay Area, we just got our shelter in place. Well, I don't want to talk necessarily about COVID or anything like that. I do want to talk about something that potentially can be helpful during these times, right? For people who don't have access right now to golf and can't play. And that's what you can do at home in order to support your golf game, and maybe not necessarily improve, but at least, keep your game where it is and just really, help to not go stir crazy. And that's, a really big part, I think, during these next couple months where we're going to be in this trying time during this. So, no more COVID talk. Let's hop right into what we can do at home to keep our games up to speed. So the first thing is that I've invested in, since I was a kid, I've always had a putting green or like a putting mat in my house. I'm actually looking at mine right now. The one that I have in my apartment is an SKLZ. It's the standard one you see. It's about 9 feet long, with a ramp that goes up to the hole and then a funnel that feeds the ball back to you. This is just such a good thing to have, even if we're not quarantined. And I think that the big reason is that this gives you direct feedback to if you're hitting the ball straight. I mean, assuming you have a flat floor, right? That you're hitting the ball straight, that you're hitting it good off the face, and just lets you kind of like get that stroke where you wanted to. Even if you can't get to the putting green, right? I mean, I know people in the winter probably already have a couple of these, but even in SoCal or NorCal, right? You should invest in one of these. I think it's very much worth it. You can find these online for anywhere between $30 to $60, depending on the one you want. There are some that have kind of like three holes in them, but don't have like a retriever or anything. And it's kind of up to your personal preference. I've used both. I have one in my office at work, and then one in my office at home, and both of them are different. I think they're both good in their own way. But if you haven't invested in that, highly recommend it. Go check it out on Amazon. I think it'll be worth it for you guys to pick up while we're in this state. The next thing is a drill that I see work pretty well, even when I'm actually outside, and that's doing kind of a mirror drill with your takeaway with your swing. A lot of people don't know what their swing looks like, and I think it's sometimes it's good to know what you're doing, one, so that you know what's normal, and two, so you know like, okay, I'm doing something incorrectly. What does that look like and feel like? So I'm looking at like a big, not a vanity mirror necessarily, but a mirror that's attached to a sliding closet door. It's about 9 feet long, and most people have these in their house, and if you don't, a vanity like a standing mirror will work just fine. But you're gonna want to stand about perpendicular to it, to where you're facing perpendicular away from it, and then you're gonna want to do like a takeaway and just see what your takeaway looks like. Take a look at some of the instruction online that you're seeing from Michael Breed and some of these guys who use the mirrors, and figure out like, okay, this is what this feels like to be on plane on my backswing. This is what it feels like to be inside, outside. This is what it looks like to break my wrists early. That way, you can start to get some feedback on what you're doing correctly and incorrectly, and make adjustments to them. And that's incredibly important. Something that I really, really recommend. The other thing is, if you want to do full swings in your house, you have a couple options. The first thing is to get an impact bag. Impact bags you can buy on Amazon for like $20. You can buy them for pretty cheap. But really, what you do is you like fill it with, I think, I can't remember exactly what you fill it with. It's like pillows or something like that. But basically, what it does is it allows you to make a full swing, make impact on the bag, and then based on how your swing was, inside, outside, square, path, any of that, open face, closed face, it'll give you kind of feedback and a response to it. And it's a way to feel like you're actually hitting something, and kind of get that satisfaction of hitting a golf ball, but without, knocking a window out of your house or anything. I would recommend you guys pick one of those up. The other thing that I did, and actually my fiance got me for my birthday, which is on Monday, is she got me a net, and I think it's called Rucket, Rukkett. Net, as well as a mat to hit off of. We have a little bit of a side yard in our apartment. We live like in a two-story house, and I'm gonna see if I can figure out a way to find a flat spot there instead of the Rucket net, and go and hit some balls into it. Alongside of that, I got these little foam balls, and the reason why I got foam balls to hit into the net instead of the full ones is, I live in the Bay Area. I live in a pretty, not a super urban environment, but pretty urban by any standard of living. And I don't want to, a ball to sneak through the net and go and hit some neighbor's house or hit a car or something. So, for me, investing in foam golf balls is kind of a necessity. And so I have those coming on Monday, and I will report back on if I like them or not. But I am very much looking forward to it. I think all in costs for that on Amazon were $180 shipped. So it's something you can set up indoors or outdoors, depending on your space. The thing I would double check if you're doing it indoors is make a couple swings with clearance for the ceiling. That's gonna be super, super important because I'm pretty short. I'm 5'7", 5'8" on a good day if I on my tippy toes. And because I'm that short, I don't have to worry about hitting the ceiling. But if you're probably 6 foot, depending on how low your ceilings are, you might have an issue with that. So that's something to watch out for. But yeah, I will report back on how much I like that. And then the other toy, it's not necessarily full swing, but chipping that I got this week, actually got it today, is I got a little bit of a chipping net. It's a collapsible chipping net. And really, I just got that more just to kind of pass the time. I don't necessarily know if it's actually going to improve or maintain my performance with chipping. Part of it being that like I'm hitting off of carpet right now, so like it's kind of like a fluffed up lie, and it's not necessarily indicative of a good lie. But also, it's like because it's elevated, it's not landing on a flat surface like or like a on a on a on a low surface like it would on a green, so it looks a little bit different. So it's a little bit, I guess, of a different feel in terms of what it is. I've been hitting chips into it this afternoon, and it feels good. And it feels good just to kind of get moving and hit the ball and whatever. But that's another scenario where it's not exactly close enough and perfect. But I think it'd be good if you're just getting a little bit antsy. That is something that I did get the foam balls for as well. I do have regular balls. I have been hitting into it today. I am more okay hitting those because I'm not hitting full swings with those things, and they're not going to go through any windows or anything, but I am a little bit more cautious just because I don't want, a hard golf ball to clip a window or, hit my fiance's stuff or anything. So I am a little bit more conscious of that. But that's my current setup and some things I recommend for you if you're looking to buy stuff to improve your game. The last thing I would recommend is actually getting the Swing Mate, I think it's called. Let me Google that while I'm doing this real quick. I believe it's called Swing Mate. Hold on, Swing Plane Trainer. Regardless, let me get the name for this. But basically, what it's for is to basically get you the feel what a an on plane swing looks like. Tour Striker Plane Mate is what it's called. So you see a lot of big guys doing this, like Gankus and a couple of guys online. And apparently, what this does is it helps you get on swing and then also help you release the club, which I don't necessarily have an issue with. So I wouldn't buy this for myself, but I do think people who do have challenges keeping things on plane and getting things square at impact and releasing the club, this could be a good investment for you. It is not cheap. I do put that into quotes here. It is about $163 on TourStriker.com right now, but I have people who do swear by it and think it works really well, and a lot of PGA professionals think it works really well. So, that's really, to each their own. But I think it could be a good investment for some guys who do have some plane issues. You can definitely use this inside. You can do this with full swings without even having to hit a golf ball. So, I think some of those things are super important for golfers. You don't necessarily need to hit a golf ball to improve your swing all the time. Unless you're playing and hitting balls normally 5 days a week. Even these plane mates and things just help you to find that feel of where the club needs to be at certain points within the swing. So, that's all I have for you guys, at least for the moment. I will start my normal recording schedule, Mondays for news, and then every once in a while I'll do a couple Thursday episodes for course reviews or anything in particular. But really, I wanted to put this up to give you guys some golf content during this hard time. I hope everyone is doing well, and I'll see you on the other side of this. Later, guys.